تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين.
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
Let us go to the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Quran and the virtue of the Holy Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عتاء ابن أبي رباح رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قرأ ياسين في صدر النهار قضيت حوائجه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. حضرت عتاء ابن أبي رباح رضي الله تعالى عنه says that جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, whoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, all his needs for that day are fulfilled. So in the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 278 and 279. Thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله. وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة ريفيل إن مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 278, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah and give up what is left from usury if indeed you are believers.
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
If you do not, then be warned of war from Allah and His Messenger. If you repent, then you may have only your principal amount. Oppress not, and you shall not be oppressed. Now, ya Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare the declaration of war with those who are involved in usury, those who are involved in interest. So Allah declares war against such people. Now here the commentators, they record that four brothers from the tribe of Bani Thaqif borrowed some money on interest to the tribe of Bani Mughira. And when Taif fell to the Muslims, these four accepted Islam. And when they went to the Bani Mughira to collect their dues, the latter said to them that they had also accepted Islam and would never pay the interest which was forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the case was presented before the governor of Makkah, Hazrat Atab ibn Usaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then referred it to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this occasion, then this particular verse was revealed that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. This particular verse was revealed on this occasion. And on this occasion, when this verse was revealed, this verse only permits the taking of the initial loan, not the interest, which was a substantial amount. And however, Jama'at al-Muslimin, upon hearing this verse, the brothers exclaimed that what strength do we possess against Allah? We forsake the interest. Now this incident has been mentioned so that no Muslim who has already collected large sums in interest should say that he shall henceforth leave all remaining interest due to him, but consider all that was previously given as lawful. And this verse does not refer to him with regard to the kuffar who had been collecting interest. Then they converted to Islam, and they may now keep with them what was collected while they were in kuffar. So this refers towards those who then reverted to Islam. Now it is wajib for the Muslim who had collected interest from others to return all to them. If he cannot recall these people, then it will be compulsory for him to give the equivalent sum in charity. Jama'at al-Muslimin, every person who was previously involved in transactions of interest should repent and desist from repeating such dealings. Person should need to make tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they do not, then they will be engaging in the battle with Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here clearly says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Here clearly this particular verse mentions about that they will then have to face the engage themselves in the battle with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they should not oppress others by taking interest, and the debtors should also not oppress by not paying the principal part of the loan. The interest derived from deposits in banks is totally haram. Those possessing these accounts should close them and withdraw all their original deposits by terming this interest as profit will not justify in the least. And Jama'at al-Muslimin will amount to making the statement mentioned in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that trade is just like usury, whereas Allah has permitted trade and forbidden usury. Allah has permitted trade. Allah has يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly here says that by giving out, by doing such good deeds, deals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah and mercy will come into the transaction. But where Allah has, subhanahu wa ta'ala has then permitted trade, which is jais, permissible, but he has forbidden interest, he has forbidden usury. Jama'at al-Muslimin, the evil and severity of a sin, irrespective of its gravity, tends to wane when it becomes common practice. Once the institution of banking became fashionable, people began dealing in interest on a regular basis and lost all perception of its sinfulness. They even began to seek ways of legalizing it. They say that the bank owners merely invest their wealth and earn a profit thereby. Therefore, they maintain it. It is perfectly legal to share in these profits. Now, these are the statements of ignorance. Remember, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah clearly says that He has made interest forbidden. And firstly, Allah has made trade permitted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made interest haram. And here, Jama'at al-Muslimin, although the bank is investing people's money, the deal was not transacted as one of mudaraba. And mudaraba is the type of a partnership in a deal. And with the banks, a person receives a fixed percentage irrespective of the fluctuations in financial returns. The transaction with the bank remains one of interest and remains haram. So one lesson we learn from this, Jama'at Muslimin, the declaration of war from Allah and His Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is made against the person who deals in interest. The same warning is sounded to a person who chooses to harass any friend of Allah, a pious person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the narration of Bukhari that Allah says, I declare war on anyone who harms a friend of mine. And according to another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who harms a friend of Allah has engaged in battle with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And this has been mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, page 455, and also from Ibn Majah and Bihiqi. Jama'at al-Muslimin, the commentators of Hadith mention that these two grave sins which invite Allah's declaration of war are indeed very rife. Most people are involved in transactions of interest, and people continuously seek to fight and harm the friends of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah's friends are those pious servants who are always engaged in devotions, possess and impart sound knowledge of the Quran and Hadith, invite towards the deen, and exert themselves for Islam. Now how can any person, Jamaat al-Muslimin, how can any person for a hope for Allah's mercy when they have engaged in him in a battle? Allahu Akbar. And the battle here is that that person who gets involved in usually in interest, he is waging a war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is that who troubles a pious or harass a pious person. So a person is making war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding this verse of the Quran al-Kareem. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq to love the pious people, Allah wale, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious. And yes, a person can make out that who is pious. You can see the Nurani face, the brightness on his face, and many signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the people that this person is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala make us also amongst the pious people, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of respecting the pious people and those who are close to Allah jalla jalaluhu. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.